know me, my name's Jason, and today is my birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jason. Happy birthday to you. Okay, birthday boy, the mic has to be 1 inch from your face the whole time, because otherwise we can't hear you.
So today's a special day for me. It was my birthday, but it's my 36th birthday, and the Lord always speaks to me through numbers. And 36 means resurrected man. And in Jewish matricism, which is the geometry from the letters and stuff in the Bible, it actually means second life. So I'm here to testify of the second life Christ has given me through the death, burial, and resurrection. For 12 years of my life, I was addicted to drugs, pornography. I was an adulterer. I was a stealer. I was an idol worshiper. And during those times, though, I had been saved and I was 7 and a half years old. I've been baptized with the Holy Spirit. I've been active in ministry. I had led people to Christ. I had helped involved in deliverance. I had even worked for Teen Challenge. But yet, despite all those things, that I had not held on to the power of the resurrection to realize that he has been raised for my justification, that I have been found guilty. I have been found not guilty of those things which I have done, that he looks at me blameless and sinless, that I'm no longer under condemnation, that shame and guilt doesn't have to follow me, because many times in my life, I would begin to drift back, that I would take my eyes off Christ. I was just like the ancient Israelites. They had been delivered from Egypt. They had been delivered from the bondage of slavery. They were in the wilderness, and in that time, they were being tested and proved to see the genuineness of their faith. And for years, I wandered in the desert. But on September 10th, I had finally made it to the 3 years of being sober and clean. For many years, I had made it to 2 years, 9 months, 2 years, 6 months, a number of times in a cycle over an 18-year period. But I had crossed into that promised land, that I had moved out of the wilderness, that I had entered into the land of Canaan, the land of promise, that promise that still is there for those that could enter into God's rest. And I stand before you that I know that I'm not condemned because of the sins that I've done, the depravity of my own self, of my nature, my sinful heart, that I begin to understand the supremacy of Christ, that he's the first of the fruits of the resurrection, that he is the first in my life, he is the Alpha and the Omega, that he's my comforter, my deliverer, my hope, and my strength. And for many years, I went to AA and NA and even other Christian recovery programs, and they always said, this is about recovery. So I looked up the word recovery. It says, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, it says that recovery is to return to a normal state of being or health. So why in the world would I want to return to the state that it caused me to walk into addiction? But deliverance means to be set free. And that's one of the names of God. He is our deliverer. That I stand delivered, that I no longer have to continue to walk and listen to the elemental spiritual forces of this world that say don't touch, because it says that they seem good, that they're like, they try to keep you in place, but they have no power to take away the sensual desires of the flesh. But Christ, he has, because the resurrection, I have a new hope and a new life where I'm able to walk in his righteousness and holiness, that my life is no longer my own, that I'm hidden in Christ, that I have been baptized with him into his death and raised to him in this new life, in this resurrection, so that I can give a testimony of what God has done, that the gospel message is, no matter what you've done or where you've been or how you've acted, even if you're in Christ or outside of Christ, that he takes you. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation, that the old things have gone, and behold, all things are new. And because I can say the gospel has made me new, Christ has forgiven me all my sins and purified me from all unrighteousness, though I may begin to drift off into that stuff, that song says, Lord, I'm prone to feel it. Lord, I know it says, bind my wandering heart. So I just pray that the Lord would bind my wandering heart so I would keep my eyes focus on the author and perfecter of my faith, who will continue to advance me from one degree of glory to the next. And just to know that no matter what you've done, that Christ has forgiven you. You don't have to stand in that place of that shame, guilt, and condemnation, because Christ became the curse, that he removed that stuff, that I still have consequences to my sin, that I may wish I would have done it, but I don't stand condemned. My heart may condemn me, but I just simply say, but Christ has forgiven me, that Christ no longer holds me accountable for those things because of the precious blood of the Lamb. And just for me, it's just such a heart is a heartache that all these years that I went to church, that I never heard this message, that I heard the message, the gospel, that I'm going to heaven. But now I begin to realize the fullness of riches that are found in Christ Jesus, that I may know the height, the breadth, the depth of his love for us, and that he will take you from wherever you're at, because mine seems like a crazy story of addiction and chaos. But man, it doesn't matter what your sin is, it's still sin, and the wages of sin is death, that you still hold that guilt. But just my encouragement is to know that that guilt is removed. And what God's done for me, he's done for hundreds of thousands of people since the beginning of time. And that no one has to stand in the place that they're at, because we're seated in the heavenlies, far above all principalities and power. And he's given us over all the power of the enemy. And I know that my call is first to my family, second to families, and third to revival. And I just want to encourage all y'all, whenever you see people in their state, whatever state they're in, that you are in that same state. It may look different, but you are in that same helpless state. And yet he said, you shall live because I live. And I just want to encourage y'all to walk in the new hope through the power of the resurrection, and just simply know that you're justified freely by his grace. That's all I got. So it says in the scripture that he'll restore the years that the cankerworm and locust have devoured. And in my addiction, I lost all my money, job, homeless, all that stuff. But yet in that time, I hadn't seen my dad in over 15 years. And the day that my mom received her bone marrow transplant that ultimately led to her body rejection, that my father came back into my life after 15 years. So the Lord has restored that. And his name is James. And that's my stepmother, Thelma. And I love them very much. And also, I had run amok with crazy stuff. I have a child out of wedlock named Caleb, live with his mom, so that the Lord has given me a wonderful godly wife and a brand new son named Samuel, and also two other kids, Hannah and Noah. So I have four kids total when I was just crazy out of control with all my life. And also I left the healthcare field, and I work at the mill now, and I drive a forklift, which is the most awesome job ever. And just, you know, that the Lord, how he's just restored all these things that I had lost. And I know that that's not always a promise to everyone, all that particular stuff. But he says that he'll restore the years the cankerworm and locust had devoured. And I just stand as a trophy of his promise, not of mine.
You're going to get me crying too, which is not hard, as you know.
A trophy.
Like you, Jason, to sit beside the lovely Lord. And I'd like as many of you in this congregation as would love to come up along side from front and sides and back, and we'll huddle up around them as a couple, and we will pray for them. Okay? Is that good? And you guys can just sit down, and the rest of us will stand. Okay? So please come. Please come. Scoot in. If you want to stand up in front here and just kind of reach over, not you guys, us. You know, there's spots here. Okay, you can reach your hand over. Please feel free. Go ahead. Would you like to come right here? right, well, as the Lord leads, and you all in the very back, you can just stretch out your hands, you know, you can't put your hands on them, but you can pray that way. So let's pray as the Lord leads.
Jason, I knew your mom. I respected her so much. I know how much she loved you, how much she wanted for you, and I know how much she did for you. And I can tell you, from one mom to another, who what she went through with you, I have also gone through with one of my sons. But he's yet to make the turn. She's so proud of you today, Jason. God love you. God bless you.
Well, Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for Jason and Roberta. They've been such a blessing to us. I pray, Father, blessings over them, over their future. You all brought us out of darkness, and you definitely brought them to the light, like us. We've all been there at some point or another in our lives where we turned to Jesus, really where Jesus called us and we answered that call. So I want to thank the Lord God Almighty that you touched them, that your Holy Spirit convicted them, and that they are yours, and that we have life everlasting together forever. So we know them now, and we will know them forever. That's awesome. So thank you, Lord, for that. Bless their future. Lead them, guide them, direct them as you see fit, Lord. Show them great and mighty things they not even know, and use them. Is it in our last days as we have to stand strong for Jesus, not the world, but stand for you, Lord. Sometimes we just have to stand and not move. So just bless them and help us all that we stand together for you, Jesus, forever. In Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for the last 3 years. And Lord, we know that Satan doesn't like to give up. So we ask your hedge of protection around him, that Jesus would be between he and Satan continuously, and that you would protect him and keep him and watch over him, and let his testimony strengthen others. Let him, what he's gone through, be a light to shine in the world.
Lord, we thank you for Jason. Lord, I know that I prayed many years to have a son, and I thank you for him. Lord, and I thank you for Roberta, Lord, coming into his life. Lord, and for Samuel. Lord, and I thank you for my family as well, Lord. And Lord, just let me always be a good Christian, a good helper for you, Lord. And Lord, and help me lead my family, Lord, in a way that you want me to bring them up. And Lord, and I pray that Jason will bring Samuel as well as Roberta up their children in the way they need to step, Lord. And you guide their steps, Lord, as they go about life, Lord. Just keep them in your tender and loving care.
Father God, you have lavished your grace upon us, and we thank you that we may hear a testimony of your goodness in the life of Jason Edwards. Lord, you took him from a dark place
and you lifted him up. You have granted him the robe of righteousness from the King himself. And Lord, help us all to recognize that we were lost, we were dead, that we were in some ways beyond the pale. We were enchained and enslaved, and yet, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Thank you for this lavish, extravagant grace and mercy. Hallelujah. Amen.